Okay, good morning, everybody. Just a reminder that Mincha is at 8:10 p.m. So yesterday we had started to discuss the practice of not eating meat and drinking wine during this time of year. And we noted that according to the simple din of the Mishnah says that the problem is only Erev Tisha B'Av in the context of the Suda Mavsekes, L'yuchal Basar V'l'yishta Yayin. But again, we find expansive Minhagim, with Shavua Shechalbo, which is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, as well as the minhag to avoid it the entire 9 days, not inclusive of Rosh Chodesh Av. Ashkenazim start earlier in terms of Rosh Chodesh Av. We even encountered views yesterday that the entire period of the 3 weeks we shouldn't be having Basar Vayayin, and there are different explanations for that, but one very powerful explanation for that is that Shavasar B'tambos, we have the Bittel Karban Tamid, which of course connects to the Nesachim, the libations, so we might as well start then. Again, that's really not widely practiced, and that's an example that I gave, one of the few examples where Ashkenazim don't actually push things back to Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. So today I said I would discuss a topic that is very something that I feel strongly about, and admittedly, let's be very clear, much more strongly about than most people. And that's the concept of siyumim. So it is true that the Rama mentions that Sudas Mitzvah would be an exception to this rule, such as Shabbos, and that would include a siyum. And as everybody here knows, it's just widely practiced that siyumim take place during the 9 days. In fact, Effie mentioned to me yesterday that, way back when in WEVD, which is named for Eugene V. Debs, the founder of the Socialist Party of America, or the head of the Socialist Party of America, they used to broadcast the siyum on a nightly basis. The question is, would this be halachically effective? So there's some debate in the Achronim as to what the parameters are of the Ramaz Heter for a siyum. So certainly those who are involved in the learning can participate, but let's say you're just invited. So there's a general consensus that that would be acceptable, even though, again, the Be'er Halacha expresses some discontent with the idea that people who are just invited, who had no portion in the learning, should participate. But he does mention that, let's say, if you contributed financially, so let's say you were a subscriber, to whatever products they were, you were somehow supporting the radio station, maybe you could make such an argument. But there's a broader issue here in terms of the spirit of the law, which is why I've been such an opponent of this practice, and I'm not the first one. But the Aruch HaShulchan really gave it voice. And it gets back to, what exactly do you think you're accomplishing here? It's like, what is the nature of the 9 days? So, there are all these rules, or the 3 weeks, in terms of haircuts and weddings and concerts and, we're going to get to questions of personal hygiene. So is that really what it's about? And the answer is an obvious no. Let me just give a quick analogy to what it, mashal d'mamah d'avardomah. So let's say a person's going on a date, they're meeting somebody. So they'll get a nice shirt or a nice suit, and they'll pick out a nice restaurant. And there'll be all these things that you do sort of to create the environment. And then the essence will be, did you go on a date? And if somebody would tell you, I did almost everything. I got the suit, and I shaved, and I picked out a really nice restaurant, and I took my car to the car wash. I just didn't go on the date. But okay, but I followed all the rules. So you'd say to the person, you really missed the point. So the Rav used to say that was exactly the issue of Avelus in general. The Halacha gives us parameters to create an environment. Those parameters include many, many things that we shouldn't do. But the essence of Avelus is really an affirmative, not a negative experience. We're affirming the tragedy of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and we shouldn't be looking to, have loopholes. So the Aruch HaShulchan basically goes on a tirade, in a very nice way, about the whole thing. He says it's true that there's a heter on the books, but he says, first of all, he says people aren't even making siyumim, they're just disregarding this entirely, and that's a problem. But even if you're going to make a siyum, ask yourself the following question. Is 8 days a year too much to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and destruction of a sovereign Jewish state, and all of the destruction that we, commemorate on Tisha B'Av, Yom Shuch B'Lubot Saras? And he says, should we not be embarrassed? And then he references, and you guys will pick up immediately what he's talking about. He says, there are non-Jewish people that observe many, many more weeks where they're abstaining from, a much larger variety of foods. He's obviously referring to Lent. And they could do that for their God, and we can't do that for, our God. He says that it's a busha u'chalima that we should be, looking to avoid. the practices of the 9 days and, so to speak, taking advantage of loopholes. And he said that his practice was, you know, contrary to those who would, you know, purposefully, like, make a siyum masacha. And again, he could defend it based on the sources that I cited, and they would try to time things to come out during the 9 days, and that promotes learning and everything like that. He said the practice by him, and he, you know, was to specifically delay, even if they were going to be on track to make a siyum during the 9 days, practice that he refers to as lo no'e velo ya'e. So he says, we would try to delay it to after the 9 days, and we wouldn't allow ourselves to be distracted from the affirmative experience, you know, of Avela. So anybody wants to see the text of the Erech HaShulchan inside, I think it's something that's very inspiring about him getting to the, you know, the essence of what this practice is all about and trying to direct our attention. So a few years ago, it came up in the community. Again, I don't want to mention the organization. Very beautiful organization made a, you know, community gathering and a siyum in the context of the 9 days. And it was a little bit of a, you know, private discussion amongst the rabbis in town. Is this really what we want to be doing for an important organization, for an important cause, all of these things? But, you know, don't we want to protect the spirit of what these days should really be about and direct our attention to the tragedy that we really are marking? And I'll just conclude by noting, you know, the Ashkenazic tradition is Hamakom Minachem Eschem Besoch Shar Avele Tzion V'Yerushalayim. And that doesn't diminish the personal tragedy when somebody loses a loved one. But as I've said many, many times, it's a way of actually validating just how significant the tragedy is, that we equate it and we put it on par and we put it in the broader context of the greater tragedy of Jewish history, which is, of course, those who are mourning, as we describe ourselves, Tzion v'Yerushalayim. And so, you know, that should be on our mind at all times during the year. We always have that in mind. But specifically during this time of year, we want to really be focusing and cultivating a sense of attention to the essence and the spirit of these days, and not looking for ways, you know, to, so to speak, you know, get around technical rules, because, you know, from a spiritual point of view, I think that accomplishes very little, and in fact, I think it's actually highly detrimental. Rabbi